Hello, my name is Vadim Belman. I'm a Raku developer, a member of the Raku core team, and also a member of Raku Steering Council. In this talk, I would like to discredit some of the myths around the language, which exist outside of our Raku information bubble, and some of which you might have heard or read about recently. Hopefully, I also managed to break through that bubble. What exact myths am I talking about? You know, for a long time Raku was known as Perl 6 and considered a direct successor to Perl 5, until it actually wasn't, but the prolonged period of the initial language design and implementation created a lot of disappointment, confusion, and some other negativity. Those in turn resulted in somewhat distorted perception of the language itself. Let me start with the first misconception about the Raku language. Some are still considering Raku to be Perl of some kind. But is it really true? Let's look into the history in first place. It all started back in the year 2000, when it was decided that Perl 5 needs refreshment and next major version. The preparation for the next version started with collecting proposals in the form of RFC documents from the members of Perl community. Overall, 361 RFCs were created. Many of them are referring to the backward compatibility, either in a direct way, like this feature will not break it, or by mentioning that the migration of the older code would be simple. Among the RFCs, there is a really prominent one. Its authors were very explicit about Perl should stay Perl, just one statement from the document. When you spring cleaning a house, you throw out the trash and dust down the ornaments, but you don't burn it down and build a shopping mall instead. I bring my sincere apologies to the author. Sorry, but we failed you. The more the final language design was crystallizing, the more clear it was becoming that there will be no easy migration path for the older Perl 5 code. And the concept of sister language was born, meaning that Perl 6 belongs to the Perl family, but it is not Perl. Yet, the idea of two different languages sharing the same base name was too confusing for too many. Despite being reluctant to the renaming idea for quite some years, the Perl 6 community has taken this decision eventually. In 2019, the Raku name was born, and still the inertia of public opinion sometimes considers Raku to be Perl's successor.